Oh, I'm doing great.
Hey, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to hop on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
First off, let's talk about the Lethbridge Astronomy Society. How long have you been a society?
We've had the society around since the 80s.
Oh, is that right, eh?
Yeah.
Now I'm listening to you. There's no way you've been around since the 80s.
No. No, I joined maybe like 6 years ago. So.
And what was it that brought you to the society?
I've always just had a fascination with astronomy, and then I was looking around on the online, and I found their website. So we went down, and yeah, it was nice. Signed up right after. So.
And now you're the president of the Lethbridge Astronomy Society.
Yeah, I am.
Good for you. So just as a kid, you were laying on your back just watching the stars going, geez, I wonder what's going on up there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about this partial solar eclipse that's all set to go April 8th, and we'll be able to see it from Lethbridge.
So it's a partial eclipse for us, but if you're down in Dallas, Texas, anywhere over there, it's going to be a total solar eclipse. So it runs through Mexico, goes up to Dallas, Texas, and into eastern Canada. And then it's just a narrow region of a shadow that is in totality.
So is Lethbridge as far north as it's going to get?
No, it will go up to, like, you'll see a partial solar eclipse up into Edmonton, too.
Oh, is that right? And further north into Alberta as well, or?
Yeah, but as you get further north, you're going to get less and less coverage of the sun, of the moon covering the sun.
Oh, okay. So, and if I'm not mistaken, this is going to be the last of one for quite a few years, like 2044?
Yeah, 2044 will be, like, the next one that goes through Western Canada.
No kidding.
There is another one in like the 2030s sometime, and it just goes through Alaska. So if you're up there.
There you go. Hey, yeah. With the internet these days, we've got listeners everywhere. Let's talk about how we can look at it. Because I remember as a kid, I could have swore we made something out of a toilet paper tube.
Yes. That was a pinhole camera.
Yeah.
And you can use that. You can just take a box. There would be a way to, like if you just looked online, it would show you how to make one, and that would be an easy way to kind of view it if you wanted to.
And you guys are having a viewing event on the day of, aren't you?
Yeah, so, we're planning on an event. It's all weather dependent, right?
But of course, yeah, clouds roll in, it's like, okay, forget it.
Yeah. But yeah, we plan on doing something down at our observatory down there, and I think it would just be like a ticketed event, so, but not like, we normally don't charge for anything, so it's usually free tickets.
Free is always a good thing, especially these days.
Yeah.
Now, what sort of things can happen to me if I say, you know what, I don't need to look at it through this, that, the other thing. I'm just going to stare at it. What can happen?
Oh, yeah, don't stare at the sun. that could just burn your retinas out.
Oh, gosh.
Don't do that.
Oh, my gosh, okay.
Yeah, like even, like, but don't, during totality, so I went to the eclipse in 2017, and I went down there, and I was all in totality. So when it's in totality, you can take your glasses off for like 2 minutes or whatever, and then you have to put them back on.
But the sun sort of reappears.
Yeah, the sun reappears.
Gotcha.
That was the only time you could take them off.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those things where you're like, it just gives you an idea that there's so much more than what we see each and every day, right? Like, I mean, you know, you live your life, you go about your day, but up in the sky, there's a lot going on up there.
Yeah. And then, like, eclipses, they'll say the eclipses are rare, but they happen throughout the world probably, I don't know, a couple of times a year. So there's actually quite a few that happen. I think about 2 or 5 every year. So
this is set to go April 8th, partial solar eclipse, visible from Lethbridge. If some folks in Lethbridge are in and around the area and want to get some more information, is there a website they can go to for your astronomy society?
You can visit our website at leopardsastronomysociety.com. I think that's the website. and just look us up on there. We also have a Facebook page and then where we post a lot of stuff. So.
Very cool. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes, Brady. I really appreciate it. Have a fantastic day.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.